This is Marty Deckenfield from the National Dropout Prevention Center at Clemson University. I'm here in Atlanta at the National Dropout Prevention Network Conference, and I'm sitting here with Anne Young, who's the director and the founder, really, of Clark Pleasant Academy in Whiteland, Indiana. And Anne Young is here to represent her school because they have been selected as a program winner for the Crystal Star Award for Excellence in Dropout Prevention and Recovery. And so we know this is one of the best, and we want to share that with our listeners. So, Anne, welcome. And do tell us a bit about your school and the odyssey you've been on to get you here today in Atlanta to get this prestigious award. And congratulations.
Thank you. I'm happy to share this because it's kind of an exciting story. I've been in education 36 years, so obviously I'm a veteran of many different things that have come and gone in education. But when my superintendent came to me 5 years ago and said, "Anne, I want you to start a school for dropouts," I was just totally blown away because I had no idea the degree of the dropout problem. We were having the same kind of issues the other people in the nation are having, which is roughly one out of every three or four students were dropping out without a high school diploma. That's frightening when you realize the eventual outcome to the community of students who don't have a high school diploma. So basically, I spent a year in research. We opened in August of 2005, which is exactly the target he set. And since then, we have had over 110 young people earn diplomas in our program. Now, over half of those young people have gone on to post-secondary experiences. And that's what we're really excited about. These are young people who would have not gotten a diploma. Instead, they're not only getting a diploma, they're going on to be productive members of our community. And that's really what it's all about. Not just not just saving students, but actually creating a better foundation for our communities. And we just found such untapped resources with these young people. They are bright, they are creative, they simply did not fit the mold. And trust me, I am a huge supporter of public schools. And 98% of the students, that's the very best place to get a really good education. But for those few who do not fit into that pattern, they just simply have to have an alternative, and that's what we provide as an alternative. Some of our students have been out of school as much as 2 years, and they hear about the academy and they say, "Can I come back to school?" And of course, we welcome them to come back. Some of them are students who are in school and know they can't graduate, they can't get their credits. So it's just, I tell people, it's the most fun I've ever had in education. And coming from 36 years, that says a lot.
Could you give us some specifics about what's happening at your school to make this a different experience for these different students?
Actually, that was part of the exciting thing that I found. Our credits are computer-based. They align completely with our state standards. They are rigorous. Our high school teachers have gone through them to make sure we cover the same materials. But the students can work at their own pace, and amazingly enough, they work faster on their own because nobody is interrupting them. And we laugh because they're almost resentful if we want them to stop and do something else. In addition to that, the fact that they're only in school for 3 hours, they are required to hold a job. And we are just vigilant in making sure that they understand how to get a job and, more importantly, how to keep that job. Each student in our school must do a community project. And we have students in a local assisted living home, in the local animal shelter, in some of the elementary schools. And one of the really fun things that we've experienced is when students went to the assisted living home, many of them have pierces and tattoos, and they are very different looking. The older residents of the home have absolutely loved our kids. They've given them such a unique experience of being accepted. They look forward to them. They change their appointments to make sure they're there on Fridays so they can play euchre with our kids. And that has been such a win-win for both populations. The last thing we do is we have a huge emphasis on real-life skills. We teach our kids the dangers of using a credit card inappropriately. We teach them about budgeting. We teach them scary, it's the scary reality of gross versus net on their paychecks. So we try to make sure that when they leave us, they actually are prepared to live in the world that they're going to find out there. And I guess if there's any change I'd like to see in public education is more emphasis on real life experiences.
I think you incorporate well those three R's that we keep hearing about. First, you talked about the rigor of the curriculum, and then you definitely touched into relevance, connection to the real world, and in those real world connections, especially hearing that with a community service requirement, you're talking about relationships. And in this small learning community that you have, I imagine that the teachers there have special relationships with your students. Would you want to just discuss that for a minute?
Okay, you just punched my hot button. Many of our students are disengaged, and we have Thanksgiving dinners, and we have pitch-ins, and we celebrate birthdays. And if you haven't experienced a 19-year-old who'd never had a birthday cake with their name on it, you really can't imagine the importance of providing a stable environment. And we have students coming back all the time because we tell them, if you've ever been an Academy student, you're always part of the Academy family. They come back to share triumphs. They come back to share some of the disappointments in their life. But the door is always open. We help them find jobs. We extend those relationships so they just don't end.
Well, it sounds like the people in Whiteland, Indiana are very fortunate to have Clark Pleasant Academy in their community. Thank you, Ann, for joining us, and we appreciate the fact that you came to Atlanta to share the spotlight about the Crystal Star Award, and if you got a story to tell, it's wonderful. Thanks very much. And this is Marty Duckenfield in Atlanta for the National Dropout Prevention Center.